Welcome to your cycling news on Friday, the 23rd of January. Sam Bennett has returned to training after undergoing heart surgery last November. The Irish sprinter was operated following a cardiac rhythm disorder. After a gradual return to activity in late December, he is now back on the bike with his new team, Q36.5, taking part in their winter training camp under a carefully adapted program designed by the medical and performance staff. At 35, this comeback is being handled with caution. No race calendar has been set yet, as Bennett will need time to regain full fitness. Q36.5 General Manager Douglas Ryder says the most important sign is simply seeing Bennett riding again, praising his patience and professionalism throughout the recovery process and reaffirming the team's full support. Bennett, the green jersey winner at the 2022 Tour de France, is coming off two difficult seasons with Decathlon AG2R La Mondiale. He struggled to find top form, spent 3 months away from racing in 2025 between the Giro and the Tour de Pologne, and endured several late-season withdrawals. This return to training marks a positive step, but the focus remains firmly on health before competition. Peter Stettina and Kate Courtney will line up this Sunday at the Low Gap Gravel Race in Northern California, marking an early season return to competition for two of the discipline's standout names. Stettina is racing on familiar ground at an event he has won before, while Courtney continues to build on her strong record at Low Gap as she blends gravel with her mountain bike commitments. This weekend also signals the arrival of a new Rafa cycling team on the gravel scene. At Radal Gravel, the lineup is headlined by Unbound gravel winner Cameron Jones, former Tour de France rider and podium finisher Romain Bardet, and Australian rider Nicole Frayne, underlying the growing appeal of gravel racing across road and off-road disciplines. Together, these starts highlight how top-level riders from different backgrounds are increasingly targeting high-profile gravel events as the discipline continues to establish itself as a major pillar of the international cycling calendar. And the organizers of La Flèche Wallonne and Liège-Bastogne-Liège have unveiled the routes and invited teams for the 2026 editions, confirming a familiar challenge on the Mur de Huy and an even tougher test on the roads of the Ardennes. La Flèche Wallonne will largely stick to the tradition for its 90th anniversary, with no major changes to a course that once again suits explosive climbers. The winner will be crowned on the 22nd of March, successors to Tadej Pogacar and Piotr Peters. Liège-Bastogne-Liège promises a far more demanding scenario, especially in the women's race, which is already being described as the hardest in the event history. New additions include the Col de Haussire and the brutal sequence featuring the Col de Maquisard, followed by the Côte de Desnier. The men's race retains its classic structure, with Saint-Roch setting the tone and La Redoute remaining the decisive launchpad towards the finish. The Doyen will be decided on the 26th of March. This was your cycling news for this week. Remember, you can get all your cycling news fix on our website sbs.com.au/sports.